birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
And a very good Tuesday night to you. If you were not with us last night, I apologize. Those rascally Islanders had to play that hockey game. But we are back. We are live. We are glad to have you with us. It is travel night. We're going to be here, by the way, the rest of the week as well. So we've got a lot straight ahead. We're going to talk medicine. We're going to talk legal. We're going to talk fun and food. But tonight we get to talk about travel, which is one of my favorite things. And I'm so honored to have Valerie Delia with us on Travel Nights because I'm like the little rookie and she's like the seasoned veteran. She's like telling me, she's like, hey, Rook, watch this. This is how you throw the curveball. So, Valerie, it's good to see you. Good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, it's great to be on with you tonight. I am especially excited about tonight's show.
Well, we've got a lot that we're going to get to, including that pesky little topic of travel insurance. Now, I've got to tell you, Valerie, I've got a couple of trips coming up with the family this year. I debated on whether to do the travel insurance or not. Maybe I made the wrong decision. Maybe I made the right decision. But we've got an expert that's going to help us walk all the way through that, don't we?
We sure do. It's Carol Mahler, the Vice President of Berkshire Hathaway Travel Protection, and very excited to talk to her because with this upcoming trip that I have to Italy, I think it's really important to know what travel insurance I need. I had carried a year-long policy, which has since expired, because I have not traveled anywhere in the past year except for Martha's Vineyard in Florida.
Certainly.
So I do want to hear, and I think other people would be very interested in knowing what we really need to embark on a European trip, what type of travel insurance, and she'll be coming up a little bit later in the show.
Well, and don't tell anybody this, but I am surprising the lovely bride on Mother's Day with a trip to Mexico this fall.
Oh,
so we're going to be dealing with whether or not I should purchase it for that trip as well. Because, you know, the world's kind of waking back up, right? Like, we haven't done this for a while, and we don't know what the new barriers are going to be. What's going to be a cancelable event that you don't have control over, and can you get your money back in that? You know, I'm looking at a resort in Tulum, and, I want to make sure that I don't waste that money that I've put down for the deposit or anything else going forward. So I want to make sure that we get the right thing. So I think this is going to be super, super important. But Val, there's bigger news that we've got to get to right away. New York City, May 18th. What happens to us? We become a whole different city again.
Well, we're just walking right ahead, and things are going to change. And I think many of us are really, you know, happy about that shift. You know, we were going to put COVID behind us, and we're going to open up here in New York City, and that's phenomenal.
And the governor and the mayor evidently finally able to agree on something.
Agree on something, right?
That's
right.
Good. That's and the taxpayers aren't hurt by it. This is a great thing. We get to open back up, and that means that the hospitality industry in the city. So there's a lot of people that are in the city that think, well, you know, I'm already in the city, okay. But what about the larger tri-state area that are in Connecticut? Westchester, Long Island, the upstate, the northern portion of Jersey, and all down the East Coast that want to come up and see New York a couple of times a year. That's the really good news. We get to welcome all these people back.
Yes, we do. And there are many businesses that are already reopening, especially in the Times Square Alliance area. and there are restaurants and hotels, and that is what's coming up next. We're going to learn about a hotel that it's a little bit quirkier than the Plaza Hotel, that's for sure, but it is something that I hold very close to my heart because I am an unapologetic parrot head. Okay. Since college, I went to the University of Miami. My college boyfriend introduced me to Jimmy Buffett music, and it got me through the pandemic. I have to tell you that, Kevin, bathtub Saturday night listening to Jimmy Buffett concerts. That's been my MO.
The secret formula.
That's been my formula to sanity, believe it or not. So I know every word to every song, and I'm just so thrilled that we're going to talk now about the Margaritaville Hotel, Times Square. It's actually the Margaritaville Resort in Times Square. And we do say, Kevin, that Margaritaville is anywhere you want it to be.
There you go.
That's correct.
That's a lyric.
Mind.
And then before we're done, we've got some new deals to unfold. So, friends, everything in tonight's show. Look, if you're looking forward, as we are in the McCullough household, to this summer and to these weeks and months in front of us to be able to get out and to kind of get back, connected to life and to feel like life is getting back on a normal track, you're going to want to stick around for the rest of the hour because it's going to be a great, great show. And I understand, Val, I mean, it didn't take very long for the mayor and the governor when they announced that the city was going to be fully opened, midway through this month. I already started getting invites from former coworkers and stuff saying, hey, let's meet up at this bar and let's go over here. we really do need a serious what we call the low hanging fruit of the people in the tri-state to reach out and to say, OK, I'm going to go show my family and friends that live in other parts of the country how good New York is when it is open. And we need to get them into these restaurants and into these hotels, spending a weekend in the city. Going to see, what we can. As soon as Broadway opens up, there'll be shows to see. But we've got to institute some of this local travel first so that we can get our city back on the launch pad.
Well, you said it. And, Kevin, there is a song for everything when it comes to Jimmy Buffett. Just what you said describes changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes. Let's bring people back to New York City.
You're going to quote Buffett tunes all night tonight, aren't you?
All night. Oh, yeah. as much as I possibly can.
I'm going to look for, well, let's just do this. I mean, if we're going to do it, let's do it right. I mean, let's everybody sing along.
Sponge cake.
Watching the sun bake.
I'm not a very good singer, but I'm waving my hand way up in the sky.
Six string on my front porch swing
smell of the shrimp as they're beginning to boil. Boil.
All right, here's the bridge.
Wasted away in Margaritaville.
Okay, we won't torture anybody else with that. But that's what
All
we're
right.
in for
tonight. You don't want me to
tonight.
Continue.
That's right. Well, it is kind of a, and so I need to figure this out, but we're going to have some new resorts actually opening in New York. And Val, we haven't seen that in a year. I mean, last year, the ones that were open couldn't stay open. So I can't wait to talk to Corey Urin about this because why would they be set to open a new place in New York given all of the challenges that we have economically speaking and everything else? I think that's going to be encouraging for people. And I want, the Times Square Alliance, I want all the businesses in the city. I want them thriving. If we're going to get back to where we need to be, we've got to have everybody on board. And we've got to embrace it first and say, yes, we are back. We are ready. And we're revved up and ready to go.
And in this Margaritaville Resort, Kevin, was actually due to open in 2020, and the signs are still up outside of it. I went by the other day just to check it out and to see the location on 7th Avenue and West 40th Street, and these signs were pointing to 2020, a year ago, that it was supposed to have opened. So it was underway, and it was sidelined by COVID, like so many other things.
But this is a great story. because 1 year did not take it away, and now it's coming. Right. And so, friends, this is encouraging, and this is exactly what this radio show is about. How can we help New York get reopened, get reinvigorated, and become what it was in 2019, the greatest city on planet Earth? I heard from NYC.gov folks on Friday night. We are going to hit maybe about half of the tourists that we took in 2019 this year. What if we could outperform that? What if we could do a little bit better than that? Let's try it. What do you say? We have nothing to lose. Coming right back.
I say let's do it.
Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As someone who loves his family like little else in this life, I just want you to know that the process of buying a home for that family can be stressful, but you probably already know that. Having the right lending team in place, though, does help ease that stress. The lending experts at Citizens Bank, for example, can answer your questions about how to get started. They've got customer service that is second to none because they treat every customer as if they're the only customer. Ace and his team prioritize New York, New Jersey metro area because they want to give you the best rates possible. They are committed to putting our colleagues, community, shareholders, and families first. Because when you succeed, they succeed. My family and I look no further than the lending experts at Citizens Bank. Take the first step today and apply on citizensbank.com. That's citizensbank.com. Or call them. You'll enjoy the conversation. 212-857-6668. 212-857-6668 and ask a citizen. There's no other place to go than Citizens Bank. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank, NA, NLS number 433-960, equal housing lender.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sauvin from ProCure Proton Therapy Center, located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference, precision therapy, passionate care.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, Governor Murphy, President Biden, they should go out in force with the police behind them and say, we support the blue. We support law enforcement. This is non-negotiable. We're not defunding the police. We support the people who are putting their lives on the line. I stand with these men and women behind me. I dare a politician to have the guts to do that.
Listen to Piscopo in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Yes, indeed. The one radio broadcast in all of New York City dedicated, wholly dedicated, to the return of the greatest era of this city, and we want to see it become even better, even if that means we take a little trip to Margaritaville, which is what we're going to be talking about in the upcoming moments. Valerie Delia is with us, as usual, on Tuesday nights, and you took a little preview, but we have now the general manager of the new Margaritaville Resort in Manhattan joining us, Corey Urin. You're on with Kevin McCullough and Valerie Delia. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Val.
Corey,
glad to be here.
Welcome. Welcome. Great to have you with us, Corey. And I just wanted to say that the only time that Jimmy Buffett was closer to Times Square when he was on Broadway, when he did his Broadway show a couple of years ago. So this is phenomenal because it is just so close. I got, you know, right there, the Times Square station, the subway station, just got off, took a little walk to 7th Avenue and West 40th Street. And I was just, when I saw the land shark signage, I was just done at that point. And and Corey, but looking at it, I don't know anything about construction, to be honest with you. However, it looks like there is some work to go. How are you going to manage to open it? Is the opening date still the end of June?
Yeah, we're still working at on that June date, and we're going to get there. It's going to be an adventure, and I can't wait to get it open and have everyone experience this great property and really get that escapism and that little slice of paradise in the jungle, the concrete jungle.
Well, and it all starts with the outdoor pool that is open year round. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, so the outdoor pool is actually part of the Land Shark Bar and Grill. As you know, all land sharks are by the beach, so ours is by the pool, and our beach is the city. So it's going to be open year round, and it'll be heated. So as long as it's 35 degrees Fahrenheit or warmer outside, you're welcome to go in and be warm in a nice 80-degree pool, and it's going to be a great experience. And in the Land Shark, it'll be about 20-something odd TVs to really have that beach feeling sports bar with great food and great drinks.
Corey, it's got to be difficult to be in the concrete jungle that is Manhattan and to recreate what, you know, Mr. Buffett basically owned in the Florida Keys. I mean, this is kind of an interpretation of everything that he loved and sang about and kind of vibed. What's the secret to it? How are you guys going to be able to project that in the concrete and steel existence that is the world's most busy city?
Well, we took a lot of it is about when you walk in, you're instantly transported to a different state of mind, right? The Margaritaville state of mind. And we do it with the music, the food, the colors, the decor. Everything is specifically chosen to make you not feel like you're in New York City anymore. And it's really when you'll see it when it opens and you walk in, you are literally transported right off the bat, and you get that escapism, and it's the perfect place to be to kick off, you know, 2021, the summer, and reclaim the summer we lost from last year.
And Kevin, remember, Manhattan is an island, so it fits.
Exactly.
In a very technical sense.
Corey, can you tell us about the size of the property and the number of, you mentioned one of the restaurants and the bar concepts. How many are there altogether?
Of course. So it's a 32-floor building, 234 rooms, and there are 5 F&B concepts there. We have your 5 o'clock somewhere bar on the 31st and 32nd floor, where you'll have sweeping views of Times Square, including the New Year's Eve ball. You'll see One World Trade Center and the Hudson Yards from up there.
Wow.
It's a fantastic view. It's breathtaking. Then on the 7th floor, you'll have the Joe's Merchant Grab and Go and the License to Chill Bar, which is a great concept in its own. And you'll have a great outdoor space as well on that 7th floor. And from there, you can walk down to the 6th floor, which is your Land Shark Bar and Grill, which will have the pool as well. And then below that, on the 2nd and 3rd floor, is the Margaritaville restaurant. And that has its own vibe and feeling, and it's going to really be one of a kind and unique. And everyone has to come by and check it out and check everything out and see it and experience it for yourselves, because it's really going to be its own slice of paradise right on 40th and 7th.
And now, I love the fact, you know, I've been to Margaritaville's in Key West, in Florida, actually only, but in the Fort Lauderdale area and Key West. And I just like the themes of the rooms. Will it follow suit here in Times Square?
Yes, it will. We'll have the nice turquoise colors. Every room is going to have a ceiling fan. What other hotel in New York City has that? glass floor-to-ceiling windows. And just when you walk in, it's its own little world. And it's quiet, really bright, and it feels like you're in a resort. You look out the window and you see New York City, but inside the room, you're on the beach.
It's so amazing. I'm on the website, Valerie, and the concept that they have on the front page, I mean, it already just jumps out of the landscape at you with the land shark and the Margaritaville artwork that's on the side of the building, and of course the shark fins and everything else. But if the concept that's on the homepage of the website is anywhere close to being accurate, this is going to be a real gem, because there's not going to be, Corey, there's nothing else like this, not just in New York City, but anywhere in the tri-state area. I mean, this is really something that is quite different in terms of its concept. And if you guys are able to execute it, this is going to be something that people are going to flock to.
That is the plan. And, you know, just watching it get built from the ground up has been incredible. And when we go on tours, on hard tours right now, people, they're already excited and get the feeling. So just imagine, add that with the hustle and the bustle of the city, the food, the drinks, the music, and the whole experience. And it's really a unique, one of a kind experience.
Now speaking of music, you've got me intrigued here, because with, you know, my fellow parrot head sitting here at the table, I know there's a question about whether or not there's going to be live music venue or option within this. Are you guys going to have an entertainment component to what the Margaritaville Resort is going to be?
Yes, live music will be every night at a different venue, and we're going to incorporate everything that is the Margaritaville state of mind and bring it to life on a daily basis.
And Corey, how often will the boss be there?
I was about to say, wouldn't it be cool if Mr. Buffett would stop in and play a set or two?
All I know is he's really excited about it, and he can't wait for it to open, but I can't confirm when he'll be there or not. But we're very excited to get this property open and have everyone experience it and get to, you know, not everyone has been able to try a Margaritaville in their life because they've only been mostly southern of New York. Mm-hmm. So right. Now it's, you know, we're really bringing a resort to New York City for the tri-state area to come. And, you know, you can stay a whole week in this property and never go to the same venue twice and experience everything on a different day.
Well, that's cool.
Love everything about it. I'm so excited to hear about opening night as well. And you're thinking that's going to be I saw it publicized as around June 21st or so. Is that the first availability for reservations?
June 15th is our first reservation available right now on our website.
Okay.
So that's what we're working towards, and it's we're going to get there, and it's going to be wonderful. And you know, the first guests, we have a special promo going on right now for pre-opening. And you get some great little perks from coming. So it's a two-night accommodation with some welcome drinks, a $50 food and beverage credit. And we're also getting two tickets to the Edge, because from all the rooms,
cool.
The view you have is Hudson Yards. And actually from the Edge, you can see the property, which is really fun.
Wow. You know, Valerie, it strikes me that June 15th happens to be a Tuesday night. And I'm just thinking, you know, Corey, maybe you need to have New York's number one travel show broadcasting from the venue on opening night. I don't know. We could see if we could work that out. Hey, seriously, congratulations on all of it. And we look forward to reporting more on it as time goes by. Thank you for being with us.
Corey.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Fins up, Corey.
Fins up. Can't wait to have everyone come.
Love it.
Coming right back. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10. straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
Partly cloudy skies, down to 63 degrees on this Tuesday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, a worker's body has been recovered after falling into a 10-foot-deep ditch in Mamaroneck at a home that was under construction. It happened early this afternoon in the backyard of a home along Shore Acres Drive. Around 10 minutes after the worker had fallen in, rescue efforts instead become recovery efforts as a vacuum was brought in to remove dirt and debris. The body has been removed from the scene and authorities are investigating. A New York City woman is out on bail after allegedly assaulting a flight attendant. Chestamia Campbell is accused of striking a flight attendant and pulling her hair last Saturday mid-flight from Miami to New York City. Reports say Campbell became physical after the flight attendant didn't pick up her garbage. American Airlines says Campbell also refused to comply with the federal mask mandate. Campbell faces several charges, including assaulting and intimidating a flight attendant. And New York City schools calendar is out for next year, and it appears that snow days are a thing of the past. Jennifer Bolsoni has more.
DOE officials say students will have remote instruction on severe weather days instead of calling off school. The school year will begin on September 13th with the goal of having full-time in-person learning. Other changes include no school on Indigenous Peoples Day on October 11th, formerly known as Columbus Day, and for the first time, Juneteenth on June 20th, 2022. Students will also be virtual learning come Election Day in November.
Thank you, Jennifer. Taking a look at the ride across the Hudson, about a 15-minute outbound delay at the Holland Tunnel, and that is getting better. 5 minutes on the city-bound side, 5 minutes outbound to Lincoln, still good on the inbound side, and no complaints with the George Washington Bridge. Your forecast, cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms possible tonight, overnight low 56. Tomorrow, generally a cloudy and gray day and damp at times, too, especially in the afternoon. Showers and storms will be likely, high of 70. Nice day on the way for Thursday, though, with sunshine and a high of 66, and partly sunny Friday, chance of afternoon showers, high 58. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, along with Valerie Delia on Travel Night. And Valerie, I know it was hard for you to contain yourself about the excitement of that last segment. What is it about Buffett and... the whole Margaritaville vibe that registers with parrot heads. What, you know, you talk to Grateful Dead fans. There's certainly a certain, like, distinguishing characteristic about deadheads. What is it for the parrot heads? Is it just how chill it all is?
Yeah, it gives you a license to chill. That's exactly one of the phrases that we overuse over and over again. And for me in particular, Kevin, it's about the younger Valerie, the younger Val in college, and it just reminds me of trips to the Florida Keys and, yeah, you know, the first love of your life, and just, and now just the songs, it just makes me chill out. It's that's how I feel about it. And I love island life in general. So for me, that's what I love. And there's just this kind of symbiotic relationship that parrot heads have for one another and for the music. And Jimmy, you know, the guy's 70 odd years old now, and he's still up there cranking out these songs with that energy. And, you know, God bless him for that. So
I just love to support him. Yeah, you wouldn't know he was. I said you wouldn't know he was 70 based on the energy level. That's
I think it's 73 or so at this point. But just the lifestyle, just that kind of, you know, Florida lifestyle, the Caribbean lifestyle, island lifestyle, just mellows you out. So that's what does it for me.
By the way, our phone lines are open, 877-970-2999. If you've got any comments or thoughts about anything related to travel or anything that we cover here on Tuesday nights with Valerie, more than willing to chat with you tonight. We still have Carol Mueller, who's going to join us in a little bit and talk about this concept of travel insurance. I've always wondered if it was just a scam. You know, are they just trying to take my money for no reason at all? And she's going to have to talk me off the ledge, Carol is, because I've always been afraid of that. But I have a feeling she feels pretty confident about what they offer because, and, you know, you've only seen it recently, Valerie, but when you have such instability in world events, whether it be political or natural disaster or in the COVID-19 case, disease and illness, there are things that can certainly interrupt the plans that you make. And I think people are going to have to start thinking about how they travel and how they invest that money in travel a little bit differently than they have in years past.
Yes, and I do think it's, if you buy travel insurance, it's actually a good thing if you don't have to use it. So I think it's worth it either way, if you have to use it or you don't.
Yeah.
So it's worth an investment. And Kevin, I just wanted to backtrack if we had a second on fact checking something about the date when New York City is opening, and it is actually July 1st. Is that what you understood?
Yeah. See, well, this is where the mayor and the governor are, you know, at odds again, right? So the mayor wants to be open by July 1st, but yesterday Cuomo came out and said mid-May.
So exactly.
We're gonna have to work this out.
Yep.
Either way, June 15th.
Yep. Yeah, Kevin. I'm loving
Either
this.
Either way,
now.
June 15th, sure. We're going to Margaritaville. So we'll drink margaritas in Margaritaville.
That's right. We'll be out there on that pool deck. That sounds cool. Yep. You'll be learning the lyrics sooner than you think.
I'm going to have to because I don't know enough Buffett songs to shake a stick at. Hey, you know what else today is?
What?
Yeah, think about what month we're in.
Okay.
And then
we're
think
in
about
May.
What day of the month it is.
Is it May 3rd?
May
4th. Right? May 4th. Okay.
So May the 4th. Be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And people are stuck on Star Wars Day. So I was the dad, the goofy dad, that put on the Mandalorian mask. And when I dropped my kids off at school, they had the Mandalorian walking them up to the door, you know, to go to their class. There weren't any other parents doing it. It was just me. There was one teacher that had a Star Wars shirt on. But what I wanted to ask you was, so I was on the Disney app earlier tonight, and we were thumbing through some things, and I saw that they had a section in the Star Wars area called Biomes. And, you know, the Star Wars section of Disneyland and Disney World are supposed to be unbelievable and, like, just, you know, earth-shaking in terms of how cool they are. I was wondering if in a week or so you could do some research and let us know what kind of influence movies have had in terms of travel, you know, incentives. Do people travel based on movie sets and going to see the places and the things that they want? I mean, I heard Christine Nicholas tell me on Friday that there are a couple of television shows that have new tours through New York. I didn't even know they did this. But maybe how big that is, and if people are fans of movies, where we could take a look at them. But being that it is Star Wars Day, unofficially or officially, however you look at it, I thought it might be fun to find out a little bit more about that kind of stuff as we go forward.
Great idea. Come back, sure, I'll look into it.
When we come back, Carol Mueller will be with us. We're going to talk travel insurance. And don't forget, Valerie's got some deals for us before the night's over. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sofen from ProCure Proton Therapy Center, located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference, precision therapy, passionate care.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I feel more energy. I remember that I would only mow the lawn like the front one day and the back the next day because I was too tired. Now I mow the front and the back and I recover quickly. I recover more quickly than I ever have before.
I used to be like really tired and I relied more on coffee. Now I very rarely drink coffee. I'm not sleepy like I used to be. And then when I would drink the coffee, I would have like that afternoon crash. I don't have that need for a nap in the middle of the day when I take my Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com. Dennis Prager has seen a lifetime of indoctrination.
The sheep-like behavior of the liberal can never be overstated. It is not possible to. A lifetime of indoctrination has convinced them that the right is where the danger lies.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Well, welcome back. It is great to have you. On Tuesdays, we talk about travel, and we are so honored to have Valerie Delia as our partner in crime, so to speak, here at the microphone. And Valerie, you've taught me so much about the travel biz. You should know something, being the fourth generation in your family that is an expert in this area. But you've taught me so much in just the few weeks we've been on the air. And one of the things that I think I'm going to learn more about tonight is this idea called travel insurance. Introduce Carol Mueller to our audience and why we're talking about it.
All right. We have the vice president of Berkshire Hathaway Travel Protection, Carol Mueller. Is it Carol? It's great to have you on board with us.
Yeah, Mueller, like Mueller.
Oh, it's Mueller. He was correct. You, okay.
Mueller.
Yes.
Mueller. Hey, Carol.
Well, yes. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you.
I'm going to say right up front, and I'm just going to put it out there. I've always been a bit of a pessimist, not when it just comes to travel insurance, but even insurance in general. I've always thought, you know, it's a bit of a shell game. You're rolling the dice on whether or not you need something. And Valerie tells me I'm wrong. People in real life tell me I'm wrong. Explain to me how this commodity called travel insurance is something that I probably should be booking for my family's trips this summer and for my getaway with my bride this fall.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, you're not alone in
questioning.
I thought I was the only one.
No, I mean, really, it's different in every market. In Europe, they buy it. You know, it's automatic when they travel. They know they need to get travel insurance. Same in the Canadian market. In the U.S. market, it's just we're naive. We think when we book a trip and we have to cancel because I get sick, a family member gets sick, someone passes away, and we just cannot go. We think, let's say we're going on a cruise. Oh, that cruise line, they'll give our money. They'll give me my money back. Yeah, try getting it back. They're going to rebook your room and have, you know, double the revenue off that room. Really, only 25 to 30% of leisure travelers are taking travel insurance. Now, it was 8 to 10% prior to 9/11. 9/11 really brought the understanding and U.S. consumers being more educated on the need for travel insurance. With just all of the disruptions that have continued to happen, you know, hurricanes, snowstorms, volcano eruptions,
COVID.
All of that. And now, obviously, the impact of COVID on travel.
Yeah. Well, and so talk to me about, is it a competitive market? Are there multiple ways I can shop and get the best price for travel insurance? Or is it pretty much a take it or leave it kind of thing with the person that I'm booking the trip through?
It's a competitive market, and there's a number of providers out there. You can buy directly from a provider like BHTP. You can buy from aggregators. There's some really good aggregators out there. Insure My Trip. Well, basically, you know, they offer a number of different plans that you can compare. Same with an aggregator called Squaremouth. And you can also buy it directly from your travel agent, your agent who is booking your trip, who knows everything that you're going to be doing, what your trip investment is. You know, they're going to help you find a great plan to protect your trip as well.
Well, Carol, I'm someone I really swear by travel insurance, and I'm headed to Italy very soon, and I'm going to be spending 3 months there to produce a documentary in southern Italy, and my brother's going to be coming along with me, and he also keeps on telling me, you know, you got to get that travel insurance policy because, you know, you're going to get sick in Italy and who knows what's going to happen. So for somebody like me going there for a certain length of time, what am I looking for? Am I looking for that year-round policy that I had from Allianz for the past few years? Or am I looking for just a three-month policy? How will this work for me?
Yeah, for your trip, it depends, right? So every individual may be concerned about, well, I'm spending $5,000, $10,000 to go on that trip, and I want to cover that trip investment too. The example I gave before, if I have to cancel. And absolutely, if you're traveling outside of the United States, again, we are so naive and we think our group health plans are going to cover us when we're outside the United States. That's just not the case. And for those senior travelers, Medicare does not cover you outside of the United States. You have to have travel insurance with the medical expense coverage. So for your trip, Val, that, you know, it just depends on what your biggest concern is. If you're not paying, you know, and investing in your trip, and you're more concerned about the medical, you want to find a plan that has adequate medical expense coverage. So you can find anything from $10,000 to upwards of $100,000 mm-hmm. in medical expense coverage. And then also they typically come bundled with emergency evacuation coverage as well. So if you have to be evac'd yeah. out, evac'd back home, those types of expenses would be covered as well.
Well, yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, because that is what I'm most concerned about, especially as, you know, I'm vaccinated, but going over there where we know that Italy is having a tough time with, you know, supplying vaccinations to everybody that needs one, and, you know, and the variants that you hear about. So that is my prime concern, is having to go to a hospital or having to get back home. So you just really summed it up very nicely.
Yeah, and I think with COVID specifically, our advice would be look at the plans closely. Absolutely call the provider if you're not sure. Some providers will not cover for COVID. BHTP does, as it relates to if you mm-hmm. get sick. To us, that's an illness, right? We don't say, yeah, it's an illness, but it's COVID. That if you get sick, you contract COVID. Or if prior to going, you get it and doctor says, no, you just can't travel, that could be something that would be covered. And some providers, it's a little bit blurred as to what they will. So we just always encourage any U.S. consumer to call, ask the provider, ask all those what-if questions. Make sure you're comfortable with what you're getting.
And what if you already had COVID, but you go over there and then there's the variant possibility?
Yeah,
you're
covered. You're covered for that illness, if that, if you're hospitalized, any of those medical expenses that are as a result of being sick. We don't define, you know, we'll only cover for certain sicknesses or others.
Well, it's interesting because you never know, Valerie, what you need. And, you know, I have a sister who, she's a medical nurse, and for the first part, first good chunk, long chunk of her career, she was actually a flight nurse that was hired by the insurance companies that would be extracting basically Americans from very difficult to get to places if they endured some sort of medical injury or necessity. And Carol, to your point, we never think about, you know, I go on a trip, I don't think I'm going to, like, you know, break a leg or have a massive heart attack or anything like that. But it's having this insurance on standby that protects you in those moments. And certainly some of the stories I've heard from her, you know, life saving in the process of being able to do that. Real quickly, Carol, if people want to know more about what Berkshire Hathaway offers, how do they get in contact with you and check out your options?
The best way is just visit us online at bhtp.com. Take a look at the plans you can buy right online. And then you could also call us as well right off the website.
All right. Fantastic. One more time.
bhtp.com.
All right. Carol Mueller, thank you for your time tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Coming back, Valerie's got some good deals for you, and these are fun. You won't want to miss these. Stick around.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks up to the detriment of the big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying that stock. A financial war and a fight for control is being waged against Americans. With all of this volatility, it's never been more important to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings. With over 40 years of experience and tens of thousands of satisfied clients, Nick will help you make informed decisions. Now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. My friends over at Route 22 Toyota want me to remind you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, get over to the state-of-the-art service facility in Hillside, New Jersey, please. Alex Kinsella has the entire team staying safe, wearing masks, socially distancing, fogging vehicles with every single service to make sure they're disinfected. At Route 22 Toyota, they always get it right. They're doing their part to stay safe. Plus, right now, Route 22 Toyota is offering qualified buyers more reasons than ever to get into a new Toyota, like 0% APR. APR financing up to 5 years and zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call 855-621-9949 for details and make sure to tell them Joe sent you. 855-621-9949 to schedule a test drive, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route 22 Toyota.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare can feel like a battle. All you want is to save some money, reduce your stress, and stop paying for something you aren't even using. But the process can be daunting, frustrating, and confusing. But it doesn't have to be. With Newton Group, you get access to an exclusive secret weapon to get out of your timeshare. This secret weapon is something only Newton Group offers and was developed to help timeshare owners just like you save thousands of dollars and regain control of their finances. And this secret weapon is a key part of why we have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. If you want out of your timeshare, visit ExitDone.com to learn more about this exclusive secret weapon to get out of your timeshare. Go to ExitDone.com or call 888-56-NEWTON. That's ExitDone.com to get you out of your timeshare. Go to ExitDone.com now or call 888-56-NEWTON.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right. Every Tuesday, we promise you that here at the end of the show, Valerie will unload some of her travel secrets, some good deals that she's got set aside and cultivated for you. Valerie, take it away.
Yeah, I'm going to rip through them because I got six of them. So let's start with Windstar Cruises out of St. Martin. And it has round trips that sail to Anguilla, Jost Van Dyke, Soper's Hole, Norman Island, Virgin Gorda, 8-day, 7-night cruises. They have special rates and flash sales. So check that out on my website, travelwithval.com. And they normally don't do single supplements, but they are reducing it to 20% on select voyages. And then let's go to the Zafiria Yachting in Bodrum, Turkey, 20% discounts across the board there. And you can team up with another family and you get some really good discounts with that. And that's a nice way to still feel socially distant when you're traveling. You're not on a, you know, great big cruise ship. Sure. And let's see, closer to home, we've got midweek travelers going to the Roxbury at Stratton Falls. This is in the Catskills, just a 2-hour drive from Manhattan. You get a third night free package, part of its Spring Awakening promotion. And let's see, we also will go to Manchester, Vermont, to the Wilburton, a 30-acre destination resort. And this is offering what we're seeing a lot of now, buyouts of by 6 to 100 people for weddings and reunions. And they're offering a special vaccation special. Stay two nights and get the third night free. So that's really lovely in Vermont, Manchester, Vermont. The rates for these vacation homes start at $500 to $5,000 per night, depending on how many people. Remember, you can put up to 100 people into these with a two-night minimum stay is required. And all vacation homes are pet-friendly except for the Wilburton Mansion.
Nice.
So as we move forward, I have Mexico. And then my favorite one I saved for last, the Mexico Grand Hotels. Kids stay and eat free, plus a $100 credit. The children have to be 11 and under, and now that's your kids. Isn't that true, Kevin?
Yes, that would apply to us.
That would. Okay, three-night minimum stay. You also get spa credits, activity credits, food and beverage credits. Travel window for this deal is from June 20th to September 30th. The Mexico Grand Hotels, the Hacienda Encantada, the Vista Encantada Resort, the Marina Fiesta Resort and Spa. So you want to check that out online. And my favorite one is kind of a deal. It's interesting. It comes out of Florida. The Visit Orlando and Frontier Airlines is launching a campaign highlighting Florida's iconic animal species and their conservation efforts.
Cool.
So you are voting for the tail of a new Frontier Airlines aircraft.
That is so cool.
So if you will be one of those, who is drawn 10 winners, and then you'll win flights from Frontier to Orlando.
Very cool. Go check it out, friends. It's all at travelwithval.com. Click on Delia's Deals. We'll see you tomorrow.